Good morning and welcome, Tiffany, to episode 8 of Off the Rails, my podcast. And I wanted to speak to you today about all things Glow Hub, which is your brand, and talk me through your whole journey, start to today. So as we do that, as I say, welcome, and I'd love to give a bit of an intro, give the kind of the invisible mic over to you and tell me how this journey started, what got you into beauty?
Okay, sure. So, beauty is a family thing for us. So, Glow Hub is actually a brand of Amelia Knight, and Amelia Knight is my family business, named after my great grandmother, actually. And so, I've actually worked in private label beauty with my family at Amelia Knight for a really long time, like 15 years. So, since I was literally 18, went to uni for a few months, and then I was like, oh, God, I'm just going to go work with the rest of the family because my four elder brothers all work there, and I knew it was kind of destined for me. So yeah, that's what I did, and I haven't looked back since. So it's been a real journey. So I came in as like just doing like color cosmetic development. We had a big account then, and I used to choose all of the colors for that, and then worked my way up to being creative director of the business. There was only us in the business then as a family, literally seven of us working out of mum and dad's garages back in the day. And now we're about 400 people globally as Amelia Knight. So it's been a journey. So Glow Hub came when, well, basically I was traveling all over the world, visiting customers in America, Europe, everywhere, and pitching ideas to them of what I thought that their brand should look like, or what brands and what products we should put on their shelves. So retail customers, like the equivalent of Boots and Selfridges globally. And I was kind of like a real expert in trend and innovation, ingredients, brand building. And I was like, I really feel like we should do this for ourselves. It seems crazy that we're just doing it for third party brands and for private labels. So when I say private label, so if you think of non-beauty, Kellogg's have got their cornflakes, and then a retailer or a supermarket will do their version of that. So private label beauty. And I spoke to the rest of the board, aka my immediate family members, and said, I think we should do a brand for ourselves. A lot of our retailers wanted to be fast following, all the brands wanted to be fast following. They didn't want to be like breaking the mold, like what should we do? What's the latest innovation? And that was something I was super passionate about and knew about. And I identified this real area that I wanted to tackle, which we can talk about later. And so they were like, all right, go on then. They knew that I could do it for everybody else. So they believed in me that we could do it for something for ourselves. And so that's how Glow Hub was born around 4 years ago.
Amazing. I think that's I come from a family of, a family business, very different from what I went down. So I know a lot of people think, oh, you've been given a platform, it's easier. And I think almost the opposite, have to prove yourself. And it's like, if you think, an employee that's not family has to work hard, I think when you're in that hub, it's like, you really have to push for what you want. Yeah. So amazing. Like, you've got this family business, you've seen something that was kind of out of the box, like, we can do this, we're doing it for everybody else, let's do it for ourselves. So when you thought about Glow Hub, tell me about who was the customer that you had in mind. You said, you've got this innovation, you've got this mind, you can kind of see things, you've got that vision. So who was the customer when you thought, okay, I've got a brand in mind? You always have to think about who you're going to sell to.
100%. So who's the consumer and what's the gap? So that is a big thing I always say to people, like, there needs to be a gap or a white space, or I didn't want to just create something that's already there. You're like, okay, even if the product's already there, how are you going to do it better? Whether it is, are you going to undercut on price? Are you going to push on innovation for ingredients or whatever? But for me, it was very clear. Like, while I was doing lots of research for trend packs I was putting forward, it came very obvious that there was this gap for Gen Z and Alpha for skincare that was cool and like relatable and wasn't like Simple or Clearasil. Or I also found that all brands that were about, I say all generally, but pretty much everything I came across was talking to the consumer. So Gen Z and Alpha, like, they were one person, like, they were spotty and oily, and they wanted salicylic acid. And I was like, that is absolutely not who Gen Z is. And like, understanding the consumer is there's such a individual consumer. So everything about them is like everybody is an individual and they don't want to be spoken to as though they're like a blanket person at all, you know. And apart from anything, our skin changes so much, especially that age, like hormonal, stressed, our skin changes, the needs when the weather's different. So just having this one ingredient type across a product portfolio seemed crazy to me. And that's what Glow Hub's all about. If you look at it, it's all about building a personalized routine. So you'll see it all behind me here and it's all color coded. It's super easy and for them to understand. So I wanted it to be cool, relatable, an achievable price point, but also super educational in an easy to understand way. So it's about building a routine, setting good habits and understanding your skincare, like why you're putting that on your face, but without it being overwhelming.
I think that's really nice. And I think when, especially when you say, you know, the market often goes for this broad appeal. They talk about, oh, it's for you, but it's for everybody else to behind you. So the fact that you really honed in on, yes, I want to kind of really pull out that core need and what people are looking for, and the fact that our skin does change, you do develop and things that happen, you know, and it's not even through a couple of years down the line, literally from 1 week to the next. I've had a breakout, oh my god, what's going on,
the weather, I've been on the plane, or like I've damaged my skin barrier. And the good thing is about our price point as well, we're like £8 to £14. So I can have two serums in my drawer that I need to switch out. You know, a lot of people are paying like 30, 40 quid upwards for a serum. Ours are £14. So, and they're incredibly good. So even if I do say so myself, but like, you know, you can switch up that need through the month or whatever's going on in your life, or you're going on holiday, you need to switch up your skincare, or like you've used an acid that's too exfoliated or whatever, and you need to use barrier builder and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's all about being able to switch up your product routine. Like I said, we're super educational. If you land on our site, there's a quiz that you can go through that's really easy, that kind of shoots out a routine for you to use. So that was it. I wanted to create, I saw this white space basically that was for something that was cool and relatable, looked really good on your bathroom shelf, but was easy to understand. And also to really encourage you to get into good habits. So all of like the textures are different. So there's three cleansers, one's a gel, one's a lotion, and one's like a cloud cream. So it's just like, skincare can be really fun, but it's also just backing it up with that education and like why you're using it. So you're kind of building those really healthy habits.
Exactly. And I think there's two things I want to talk to you exactly on those, on that point. One of them is a product I've seen on your social recently, which was the concealer. The fact that it has the tea tree in it. You know, so often you think, okay, I'm going to, and this is my very uneducated view on it, is okay, I've got a concealer, I'm going to hide something.
Yes.
But the fact that, you know, you've got real people on your social, which is another part that I want to get on to, but you know, you've got this feedback, you've got people that are testing the product, and it's like, okay, I'm concealing something, but I've already got a problem that's there. So I'm not adding to the problem. I'm actually, treating it as it's there. So this particular product that I'm talking about is the one with the tea tree in. So part one, it's a concealer with tea tree. And the second or the third part of it, I guess, is concealer, it's tea tree. Also, the fact that you've got this massive range that I don't think I've ever seen, 28 individual colors, which I think is something I'd love to talk to you on. You know, why you've decided, I know at the top you've said, you know, be having that right consumer, making sure that you're talking to that individual. This is where, when I first seen your socials, and I was like, yeah, because I love a brand and somebody that's gone into it and actually lives by what their intent
is. That's what we say, is like a big part of us is we're inclusive. And that there's no point us being like, yeah, hey, we're inclusive, and talking about inclusivity on our socials and then releasing 8 shades of concealer, because that's not going to work, is it? That is not inclusive. So I guess to go back and touch on what you said about having a product that's doing more than just concealing. We originated as a skincare brand, and we have a big product portfolio. And then I want to do color cosmetics, which is like a natural progression. But I was like, I don't just want to release something that's already on the market. And so we have a core product called our Zitzat Wand, which is a bit of a hero for us. And it's witch hazel, white willow, and salicylic acid, and it's a spot treatment. So I was like, what if? Like, what a big thing for me is when I conceal a spot, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make it so angry. I'm going to make it peed off that it's being suffocated. So what if we could create something that's covering up that spot with a really like high coverage, lasts all day, but then you're treating it at the same time, so you're kind of alleviating that. And that's exactly what we did. So we took the key ingredients from this and we put it in our concealer and created our Zipzak concealer. But in terms of the shade range, I think like Fenty really sort of broke the mold in terms of it is possible to release this many concealers, and it's kind of, that was quite groundbreaking, and it made us all like look at ourselves and be like, this was before we released any, but I think it made the industry look at ourselves and be like, hang on, like it's possible, so we need to be doing that. So that was one big thing that I think that changed the movement and changed the market in a really, really positive way. And for us, we are like, we are an inclusive brand, and it's really important that we are true to ourselves and follow through for that. I mean, to talk in a business sense, it is difficult for smaller startup brands to release 26 shades, actually, 26 shades. Because from a production point of view and a raw material point of view, it's really hard, and we don't have like, it's not like we're making 50,000 of each shade to distribute globally. We're just not that big. So it is hard, and it does cost us money, and there is loads of risk associated to it, but there's no way that I could release something and not release it in a shade that I felt covered everybody. And we're very passionate about it. So if I couldn't do it, I'd rather not release the product than not be true to who we are as a brand, because everybody should be able to use it.
Exactly. And I think that was one thing that kind of hooked me in, was, you know, that true inclusivity, that you kind of live and breathe what you're saying. And I think a lot of brands go in with an intent, but like you say, there's a risk to the business by releasing so many shades.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all those things that you've just, you know, highlighted, the cost, the expense, the packaging, everything that goes through. However, you've kind of, you know, gone back, stuck to the foundation of what you believed in, and included everybody, which I think from a consumer point of view, whether you are part of, you know, whichever journey you want to come in at with your products, you for me, I'm somebody that's been in fashion for a long time, love beauty. It's kind of my realm. So I have a different view on things. However, yeah. I think when I see a brand really, really live into their intent and to their true core, it kind of makes you believe more. So I love that side.
Yeah. I think you have to as well. Like, because like over the years, like, if you don't keep coming back and checking yourself and looking yourself in the mirror, like, are we still who we say we are? And every decision that you make, you do have to kind of ask yourself those key questions. And sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, but. And it's like, no, because if you start to deviate, you suddenly look at yourself in a year's time and you've changed. And like, then you lose your audience and you lose who you are as a brand and why you started. So obviously we all evolve, and we've released hybridized color cosmetics and skincare. And that's fine if you're evolving in a positive way and staying true to your core. But even if you decide to change your core values, like if you feel like the world's changed, that's fine, as long as you're like transparent about it. But no, like we talk about sort of mental health, we talk about LGBTQ plus community, all of those things. So we have to make sure, the same with LGBTQ plus, there's no point talking about that and then not using creators from that community or not giving them a platform. So yeah, we do our best to always stay true to ourselves and try to make our platform like a place for real people, because and I think there's a little bit of this glossy picture of
agree.
Like,
there's so many brands out there that kind of, they hook you in and then you're there and you're like, I don't belong here. I don't feel like this relative, this person doesn't look like me.
Yeah.
Or they've all got beautiful skin. Like,
yeah, well, we don't have any of our pictures either. So every obviously we use models, but then we'll use models that look like real people or who have disabilities or this kind of thing. So, you know, and we don't edit our pictures. So we don't show you skin that's edited, or the only thing we'll do is remove a hair if it's off across the face, that kind of thing. But we are truly our real skin on all of our campaign images, our product images, on everything. Yeah,
I love that. I think it's so, so important. And yeah, I think that's what kind of, whether anybody listening goes onto your platform, which I'll tag all of the relevant platforms here for anybody that's an existing customer or anybody new that wants to check it out. But I think that's one thing that I absolutely love. I just scroll in through and I'm like, oh my God, beautiful. And I love the way everybody kind of advocates for the brand and that realism as well, where, you know, I've seen certain consumers of yours like trying out like half and half of the face. One product, this is the other, and being relative.
I did a beauty bay. So Beauty Bay, one of our big e-com platforms, our partners, and I took my daughter to one of their events recently. We were one of the brands there, and two of the girls from the events team grabbed me like separately, and like we spoke to each other for about 5 minutes. We were both crying at the end of it because they'd both used different products, but I think both of them had used Scar Slayer. One of them had suffered terribly with like serious rosacea, and she got her phone out. She showed me these pictures and she showed me these products that she'd used, and literally like I was like in tears, like the journey that she'd been on. Like she's like, you've made me be able to get out of bed in the morning and look in the mirror. And I was like, oh my God. And that, honestly, I know it sounds so cliche and cheesy, but it's like why we do it. And like the difference in this, the lady's skin, and then the other lady, and they, to be honest, they were not a Gen Z, they're much more millennial, like more my age, and the products I've been using have been passed on by the Beauty Bay team, and one girl had the most horrendous acne scars, and the difference that the products had made to her skin was just wild. And it was just that for me is the most rewarding thing. So we can be all of these things. You can be inclusive and have 26 shades and have a big product portfolio and talk in a cool way, but your products have to work, otherwise people don't come back. You know, we're not like a community that doesn't sell products. The products have to work, and I think that's why it kind of it's all clicking into place, and it is working for Glow Hub, is that our products are so good, and we're the manufacturer, so we not only do the ideation and the formulation, but we produce everything ourselves in our factory in Stoke, just around the corner from our head office. So you know, we have that full control.
Yeah,
develop everything with our lab, and obviously my product team, and yeah, it's really important that the formulas are incredible, obviously.
Yeah, and the fact that you're touching on again, okay, I've spoken to the consumer, because in this world where we are so, like you and I right now, I've never met, we're online with one another, and that importance of speaking to each other, being able to get that feedback, is everything from a consumer to a brand, and you're literally in control of end-to-end of your product. Getting that feedback and understanding the difference that it makes to somebody is...
I have a good example of that. So obviously we work with lots of different creators, and we were developing Baby Beam, which was one of our latest hybrid products. And it's actually been viral. Angel Beam, we couldn't keep in stock. It's an incredible item. It's like a glowy dew base with skincare ingredients in. And we did... six or seven shades in that, because it's a tint, so it covers lots of different skin tones, and you can add it into different products and use it as bronzing drops and that kind of thing. But I felt when we were gifting, I couldn't find the right shade for one of the girls, and so I've been working with two of the creators with black skin to develop more shades, and so we're releasing them soon. But I just like that we're able to do that. So if I can't find the right shade, I'm not going to ask you to put something on your skin that doesn't work. Absolutely not. It's like, okay, guys, sugar. There are people here that are slipping through the net. They've got darker skin tones. Also, the pearl that was in the product, it was like a silver pearl. And actually, we realized when we were doing this, we need a gold pearl in some of these tones to really like lift their skin and not create that ashy effect. And so I 100% we listen to the consumer and the people, the creators that we work with. I actually feel really lucky that we're able to get that actual like feedback and create something that is inclusive at the end of the day, and that does work with the different skin tones. And if we don't get it right first time, happy to be like, sugar, what do we do right? Let's get it sorted.
That's it. And I think that listening is everything. It's paramount to success, which obviously we'll go on to kind of, you know, where your brand is situated and everything like that. One thing I want to pick up on, you mentioned just a little minute ago about, you know, involving your daughter in, you know, what you do, which I think is amazing. One, that, you know, when you are a mum, involving your family, which again, you stem from this family business, showing kind of that empowerment of a woman being able to drive forward and, you know, be a female founder, be somebody that is, you know, building, you know, somewhat of an empire. It is, you know, you've built a beautiful brand. Your reach is amazing. You're on many different platforms, ASOS, Beauty Bay, Sephora UK. Like, this is, it's huge. It's a really amazing
thank you
position to be in. And sometimes you have to kind of stop, take check, and understand mm-hmm. how far you've come. And there's always somewhere to go, which is the
case. Yeah, yeah, that's
but that's
it.
Exciting, so that's it too.
Like, right, what's next?
Yeah, and you've touched on that. Like you said, okay, I didn't quite get it right for this skin tone. I'm going to try again. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So it's ever evolving.
Yeah.
So just back to kind of that influence, because a lot of people that listen to these podcasts are, you know, come from different backgrounds. People are mums. They're like, how does she do it all? How do you get there? One thing, I have friends with similar age children, and they're getting into that kind of inquisitive period of their life where they're watching mum, they're watching their bigger sister, whoever it is that's around.
And watching influencers on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. All of that. And they're trying out, you know, whatever's on mum's, in the bathroom, in the whatever. You've spoken about, which I loved, the importance of when a child picks up a product and potentially it's not right for their skin. Can you give us a bit more info about that? Because when I was younger,
I could talk to you about this for days. Okay. Is what I could do.
Yeah, I find it amazing because I think so many people are unaware of what a child should and shouldn't be putting on their skin. So yeah, I'd love to know a little bit more about that.
So it's quite, I'm in quite a good position to talk about it because I'm obviously coming from a brand facing point of view, and being in the world of skincare. Let's talk about the drunk elephant conversation. And also I have, which has just turned 8 this weekend, 8-year-old daughter who loves skincare. Obviously she's around it all the time with myself, but it's more like, she doesn't have a phone, but that access to social media and YouTube shorts and seeing bits and bobs and that kind of thing. It's honestly a minefield. Now, I had Tallulah come home to me one day and her friends had been talking. She said, "Mummy, I want that Paula's Choice, that grey toner." And my head nearly fell off. I was like, gee whiz, I wouldn't even, sometimes I can't use stuff like that on my skin. It's like a BHA intense exfoliating toner. And I was like, you just can't use that. She said, no, but the girl on YouTube says that I can, and she uses it every day and she's 11. And I was like, no. So I think there's a massive responsibility from the beauty industry to kind of like, and I think that people have started to do it, to like, whoa, row back, guys. Who are you gifting? Who are you allowing to talk about your products? Some of it obviously is out of their control, but a lot of it wasn't. And these big drunk elephant hauls in Sephora. One, the gluttony of a child wanting a £40 moisturizer is just wild. But when you go back, it's actually really healthy for kids to be interested in it and to set good habits. And hey, they want to wash their face. That's cool. Let's take the positives. But it's really important that we know. So actually on glowhub.com, you can go and there's a whole bit about kids skincare, and we split it into 7 to 11 and then like 12 upwards, of like what they should be using, what they shouldn't be using. But if you look at, they don't want to be using any retinoids, any BHAs, AHAs, anything that's like an exfoliant, because we use exfoliants to generate collagen, basically. That's what we do as an older generation. We want to defeat fine lines and wrinkles, clogged pores, that kind of thing. Kids just don't need to do that. And also the skin barrier isn't fully developed. So what are good? Hyaluronic acid is fine, even though it says the word acid in it. Actually, it's just a humectant. It's drawing moisture into the skin and keeping it there. So it's fine. Barrier builder from us as well is fine. So that's anything that's about promoting a healthy skin barrier. It's ceramides, it's omegas, fatty acids. It's all just about that healthy skin barrier. And then just a gentle cleanser. You want to avoid SLS, so sulfates, basically. They can be quite stringent and drying on the skin. So our jelly cleanser, for example, doesn't have any of those in. It's just like a nice, it's got black tea in it. It's going to brighten the skin, but it's just really gentle, basically. So if you can encourage them to cleanse and then moisturize, and even like teen skin still needs to moisturize, even though if they can be, they might be worried about being oily. If you've got dry skin, actually, your skin's going to just overproduce oil. So they still need to moisturize, but yeah. Cleanse, a bit of serum, and a moisturiser. And the serum is only there as a fun thing to they don't need a serum. But if they want to, then hydration, hyaluronic acid, ceramides, those kind of things are safe. But yeah, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to avoid it now, certainly. I think children are in that mind frame, whether it's a Stanley Cup or skincare, they get like obsessed, don't they? And it's this whole peer-to-peer marketing thing gone wild. So you may as well address the conversation in a healthy way. Okay, let's use the opportunity to help them encourage that they're going to wash the face and moisturize. That's a really good thing. But we just have to be super careful about what they use. So anything that says exfoliate, avoid, retinoids, avoid, anything that talks about resurfacing, they just don't need it. AHAs, that's alpha hydroxy acid, and that's basically your glycolic acid, your lactics, nothing like that. Keep it away from their skin. And if they do, like Tallulah did, she literally, I got one of those Paula Choice things as a sample in a kit. That's my daughter Tallulah. She admitted a few days later when she had a little dry spot on her face that she may have sampled it, even though I've told her not to. What you need to do is get healthy barrier products on there. So ceramides, I use Barrier Builder, and just literally strip everything else out and just do that, and hydration. It's going to happen, isn't it? That kind of thing.
It's unavoidable. But I think all those tips, like what you should and shouldn't avoid, and if it does happen, which inevitably do, then here's what we need to do to kind of rectify for those.
It used to be I'd go and nick my mum's posh lipstick and draw on the mirror with it and like use it as a face paint, and now it's then they steal your BHA toner. Gone on.
Completely. One last question, which I have, which is, I think anybody listening, me myself, because it's getting to that point now where the sun is coming out a little bit more, and we're kind of heading up for the summer months. What is the must-have item for this summer? What is your
every day actually is what SPF. I didn't used to use it when I was younger, and it's only when I started in this world I realized like how important it is. So you can use all the expensive skincare in the world, but then if you're going out every day and you don't have any sun protection, the damage on your skin is wild. So 100%, I mean, I love ours obviously, but any SPF of 30 or over you need to use daily. Even if you're inside, if you're sitting on a window, rays are bouncing onto your skin. If you're driving, it's coming through your window. If it's cloudy, it's coming through the clouds. It's not just something you should wear on holiday. Ours is actually amazing. It's a really nice primer. It gives you like this glowy hue that comes through your makeup as well. But it's also got like antioxidant protection in it. So it's got like marigold and green tea, which protects from like pollution and stuff like that. So it really is just like an amazing thing to wear daily, and it's not doesn't have any white cast or that, and that doesn't sting your eyes and leave that nasty taste in your mouth. It's a product I'm super, super proud of. But yeah, some people do think like, oh, I only need to wear that when I go on holiday. And actually, you spend so much time trying to undo the damage that's actually just done by the sun. That is the biggest one. Wrinkles that come from sun damage, pigmentation, sun damage, all of those things. So protect your skin, I would say. And then another product from ours that is really nice in the sun, and especially like holiday and evenings, is our Baby Beam. So it's like a skin tint. It's got like a little bit of shimmer in it. It's going to give you like a blurred out effect, but it's also super glowy and got skincare ingredients in it. It's really nice for like holiday times, you know, when you just want a little bit of like glow and like even out your skin tone and feel a bit like hydrated, and even at the night as well. So it's super nice for that. That's called Baby Beam.
Okay. And you say 30 and above is kind of on a day to day is what we should be wearing.
I think so, yeah. And UVA and UVB protection. So one is for burning, and one is like the sun damage side of things. So yeah, but try this one. It's really nice. And even on dark skin tones, it doesn't leave like white casting or leave anything ashy. It's super glowy. I could show you actually.
Yeah, because I think those are the things that I often avoid is, oh, I hate that claggedy, you know?
Yeah, or like feeling like your claws are pogged.
I knew what you meant.
You see it?
Yeah, like, gorgeous. Yeah, great. Definitely.
Like nice to wear, and it's not thick. It's actually, we call it sun silk, so it's like super silky, and if you put it on your hand, it'll like dribble down. It's not like really thick and nasty.
That thick kind of feeling. Yeah, I think that's amazing, because I'm always kind of changing up my skincare, changing up the cream, and I tend to, when I go for the higher SPF, I do tend to get that kind of thick feeling, which I really don't like. It's so that makes a really nice
outfit. It's a lotion, so it's nice, and it does give you a nice glow as well at the same time.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I've literally had such a whirlwind of an education as well. It's so refreshing to speak to somebody that is passionate about the product, but you truly, truly know your shit. Yeah. Which I've got no better way of saying it. Like, I'm going to have to listen to this myself over and over, because all of those ingredients, all of those things, like you say, it's about the preventative and not the reaction. If we start doing things before the damage happens, and also just looking after your skin is so important. There's things that when I was younger, it was all about, I want to get really brown. And now I do these podcasts and I'm looking and I'm like, exactly. And I look and I'm like, oh God, look at my jowly neck. And I think just if I'd have taken more care, and now I am. I'm the opposite of sit in the shade. I know, same.
I'm a shade bather. I'm like, I just wish someone had said to me when I was younger, make sure you wear SPF. So if anyone's ever asked me, like, what's the product? I'm like, SPF, it's a secret. Like, everybody should know. Like, honestly, it is that one thing that I think people do spend years. And I remember going for one of those and had, like, my skin scanned. And I used really good skincare. And I was like, damage. And, like, I just could see all this pigmentation. I was like, whoa. And it's because I wasn't using my SPF as I should. And it gave me the kick up the bum I needed to do it and then make a really good one.
Exactly.
It wasn't horrible to wear. So, yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed speaking to you. As I say, not only like educational, but I love like the fact that you take so much care and pride in everything that you do with your brand. It's so refreshing to speak to somebody that has that passion. And Your brand, as I say, for anybody listening today, I will link everything on the platform so that you can direct you straight to your website and all your socials as well.
Yeah. But
thank you so much. It's so good to speak to you. And
thank you,
I love everything you're doing. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye.